Am I the jerk? Sometimes I am. Sometimes I'm not. But are you? Let's find out, Donnie.
Thank you, Matt. Let's start out with howdy, gents. Long-time listener, first-time caller. I went to the Billy Joel Stevie Nicks concert a few weeks ago. We were lucky enough to get floor seats. As you may know, those seats are close enough to each other as it is. But there was a man sitting in front of us who pushed his chair back a good 6 inches, and the back of his chair was basically against my knees. To make the fun time better, he had a coat with fringe on the sleeves, and because he had his arm around his wife, girlfriend, mistress's shoulder, the foot-long leather fringe draped across my thighs. I spent the better part of 3 songs smacking the fringe back and forth to the beat of the music, or tapping my foot against the fringe more aggressively than necessary, hoping he would get the hint, but to no avail. Finally, I got tired of it, so I tied the fringe into a knot and continued to enjoy the show. So am I the jerk for doing that, or should I have just sucked it up? P.S. No. After a while, he stood up, and I was able to push his chair back to its proper place, so when he sat down again, I was spared having him nearly sitting in my lap again. Thanks, guys. Love the show. That is from Kate B.
No, Kate, you're not the jerk. No pun intended.
Why can't we just ask people to scoot the chair back forward?
I would have done that immediately, like, hey, dude.
Politely, of course.
What are we doing here?
You're on my knees, pal. And I've seen, like, in the airplane, a similar situation where, like, a girl has hair behind the, like, chair or whatever.
Oh, I dip it in my food, my drink.
I've seen lots of videos of people putting gum in this girl's hair.
Well, I wouldn't do that.
It's pretty bad. Kicking the fringe.
If the hair is, like, blocking the screen or something, you definitely politely ask.
Right.
At the show, I don't know if I would or not. I mean, if it made me uncomfortable, then, yes, I would probably try to, hey, man, could you please just scoot your chair? I wouldn't be a jerk about it.
If it's hitting my knees, I'm gonna have to say something.
Say something, I would think. And I would think that the person in front of you would, oh, I'm sorry.
Man.
But I know, and that's the point. You don't want confrontation at a...
Right. So you just either deal with it or you silently kick
back. And then right into us, which we really appreciate.
Yeah, no, we like that.
I would say something. I would have done something. I don't think she's a jerk at all. It's the guy in front of her that was the jerk. And I don't even think it's a competition.
But what if he just honestly didn't know?
Then he's an idiot for thinking he's the only person on the planet.
People, it's not an excuse to not have good spatial awareness. It's
right, that's
not
what I'm saying. Like, oh, here's my chair. Oh, nobody could possibly be anywhere near me.
At this show where
this
other
crowded
people paid
concert.
To be.
Okay, now that you put it that way, he probably did know.
Yeah.
He just didn't care. Because he's like, oh, I paid for these seats. I'm ahead of her.
Yeah, maybe he didn't know, but he didn't have the wherewithal to be like, I could be...
I'm weird-ass fringe coat guy.
Yeah, that's really the egregious part, is a dude wearing a fringe coat.
And I do appreciate her tying it in a knot. If that's what you want, that way when he gets up,
he trips over.
An appropriate punishment for that.
Good job.
But yeah, I think you... I probably would have asked nicely.
Start there.
Not yes, confrontational.
Yes. Again,
and then if that didn't move the needle.
Look, here's the deal.
And, you know, I don't know if I probably would have called someone over just so they can handle it.
The security people?
Yeah.
I just think it's fair because, again, you also paid for seats to say, hey, man, do you mind just notice you scoot your chair back a little bit? I don't have any space.
But people do lose their minds when they just think, oh, I pay for this. I can do what I want. Well, not really. That's not necessarily on the back of the... On the disclaimer on the back of the ticket.
And she mentioned he had arm around wife, girlfriend, mistress as well. If you're, like, if you have any height, because I'm not that tall, but if you're, you know, around 5'11", 6 feet, and you're sitting at a stadium, the knees are going to get close to that chair anyway. The arm around the girl, you're going to have elbow on my knee. And I don't know how to address that either.
Man,
because if I touch somebody, I can feel the, like... electricity through my body.
Yeah. I don't want the floor seat at a concert anymore. I'm too old for that.
Just be that close to people. You need an assigned area.
I need to be able to sit down
in a chair.
And even if there's someone in front of me and they're standing up enjoying the show, like sometimes I get a little upset if everyone else around is sitting down and you're the only one in front of me. But I'm not going to get too upset if you're at a concert and you want to get up and dance. That's
if it's the only people, maybe you're thinking bad about them. But if you're the only one sitting, that's your thing, right? Like you need to chill if you're the only person sitting.
Oh yeah, no, you don't get upset.
Yeah,
about
no, the only person standing needs to be like, hey, you know, like nobody can see. This is kind of a It's
and usually 75% of the people around will have that awareness and go, oh, and sit down.
Yeah,
and
if they're not, the only one down in front. Hey, stop!
Have you ever been told to sit at a concert?
No, because I'm usually the person sitting.
I am too.
I don't feel the need to stand. I could have a wall of people around me, and I can just sit there and enjoy the music.
Billy Bob's.
While I'm sitting.
I was in college, and me and the boys were at a show, and we were not the only one standing, but we were one of the few standing, and we definitely were told to sit down. And we didn't react super great. We could probably ride into Am I the Jerk, because we...
And you would have been.
We stayed standing.
Yeah,
down in front.
That's always...
I do that all
one
time.
Of those to where you have to really be conscious about what's happening. Because again, if that's your song and you want to get up and dance, I have no problems with it. Like, feel it. That's what concerts are for. But if everyone else is kind of sitting down and you're the only one, and always happens in front of me, I don't feel like I need to yell at them to sit down.
If it's one song too, that's cool. That's fine. But if you're up there for 20, 30 minutes and we're 7, 8 songs in and you're just kind of swaying on half of them, like, let's sit down and I'll enjoy the show so I don't have to look at your jean pockets.
The college football game is the worst. There's no sitting down at any of that. No matter what situation, like big moments in a game,
and
yes.
The fans behind you are like, why are you sitting down? We stand.
Oh, yeah.
Not me.
All right. So, yes, the guy in front of you, Kate, 100% jerk. All right. We live in a typical subdivision. Every evening when the weather is decent, the kids across the street play outside and scream at the top of their lungs. I can hear them in my house over the TV. Sometimes you think one is dying. It's just screaming and more screaming. My kids are grown, but they did not scream like that outside when they were kids. After coming home from work, I don't want to listen to that. I feel like they can play without disturbing other people, and the parents should take into consideration they live in a neighborhood and not on 5 acres out in the country. And that's from Deborah. Is she the jerk?
Yeah. They're outside.
They're kids. This is a tough one.
Kids are kids. Kids are outside. Maybe you should think, maybe I live in a neighborhood where kids live, and their parents probably don't want them screaming inside.
I mean, and that's how you get some of the energy out, yeah. And now the kids are calm.
And she's 100% embellishing that she can't hear the TV over the children screaming outside.
Well, excuse us, Deborah. Yeah. Thanks for writing
in. Yeah, Deborah.
Am I the jerk?
No, thank you, though.
Wonder if the kids are, like, running around in front of the house or something. I could see a little different. Are they in their own backyard? What time is this happening? It's almost as if, because
I'm gonna say around 3:30.
There's people that will have a dog that they have out back and they just leave it and it just barks and barks and barks.
That's incessant. That's annoying.
And if you're trying to sit out back, I think it's okay to approach your neighbor like, hey man, we're trying to sit out back. Your dog won't stop barking. Can we try something? What can we figure out here?
I never let my dog bark.
What?
My bog dark.
Wait,
I never let my dog bark outside after 9:30.
Just never let those bark. Dude.
I feel like if it's 5:30 and he's outside and he's, I'd say go full throat, yeah. Man. I'm not stopping you. You're a dog. Dogs bark.
So we live at the end of a cul-de-sac and we got Maddox a basketball goal that we roll out when he's over to shoot hoops.
Cul-de-sacs are not that ritzy.
And I'm cognizant of the constant bouncing of the ball after a certain time that it might annoy people around us. Because we'll be out there playing and yelling at each other and stuff. I'm like, all right, dude, we need to either be quiet or...
Now, what time is that? What time in your mind?
When the sun starts to go down.
I always feel like any time before 7:30, everything is out in the open.
On
you
the
can
table.
Do whatever you want.
I think that's fair. About 8 o'clock, you need to start shutting things down.
You know, because people with younger kids, maybe they need to start going to bed or winding down around 8:30, 8:45 or something like that.
Now, as a 15, 16-year-old, we were definitely outside playing basketball at 2 a.m.
And screaming and doing all that
and
as
one.
A kid. Right,
yeah.
Right. No, it was constant noise in our neighborhood growing up. And I do wonder if some of the parents
hated it.
Oh, they're kids. Or they understand that at a certain time, then all that is going to cease.
She didn't actually do anything, though, right? She just
I think she wants
annoyed.
To. And wants to say something.
I think you're a jerk if you say something, but if it's not a jerk crime to be annoyed by it.
Right.
I think that's fair.
If she's just annoyed by it, that's fine. But if she's going to go shake her fist at the 8-year-old playing lawn darts.
Is that still a thing?
No.
No.
I would.
I'm just glad the kids are outside, to be honest with you.
We don't have a lot of kids in our neighborhood, but if they are playing basketball, nothing bothers me. Again, I am conscious about my mutt.
Yeah, and
I give him like from 8:30 a.m. to 7:30 a.m. to do whatever he wants to outside and make all the noise. But after that,
shut it down.
Shut her down. Hey, when that street light comes on, brother, you better shut up. And I mean it. Like, the street lights will come on in our neighborhood and you had to be in the house. Such a true statement. All right, thank you for writing in to Am I the Jerk?
You're a real jerk.
Okay, Travis, I was just doing the segment.
I was just telling everybody they were jerks.